I want to talk to you about Agenda 21, because every week we like to bring what we call a prophecy update. It's our attempt to show you how news and trends in the world corroborate centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible, because we believe, we take the Bible literally, and we believe we're living in the last days. The Bible predicts that in the last days, the nations of the world will be moving towards forming a one-world government. In his apocalyptic vision in the book of the Revelation, the Apostle John sees the beast, the man we know as the Antichrist, in a vision rising out of the sea having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now, sounds strange, but later in the chapter it's explained what that is. It represents nations or confederacy of nations. It's also seen in Daniel's image of the statue in Daniel chapter 2, where he pictures the final world government consisting of 10 entities represented by 10 toes on this statue. John goes on to describe the ruler of this empire as having power and great authority, being followed by and receiving worship from, he says, all the world, and having authority over, he says, every tribe, people, language, and nation. And so we assume that this person, this Antichrist, is the leader of a one-world government, which is recognized as sovereign over all other governments. Is there a movement towards a one-world government? Well, you betcha. A few weeks ago, Newt Gingrich became the first major presidential candidate to bring up something that, quite honestly, I hadn't heard of before, and perhaps you haven't. It's called Agenda 21. It's a global push towards what its adherents call sustainable development. It has already been agreed upon by 178 nations, including our own. Agenda 21 is a program run by the UN. It is a comprehensive blueprint of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the UN, governments, and major groups in every area in which humans directly affect the environment. So it touches every area of our lives. What's it all about? Here's a quote from Agenda 21. Effective execution of Agenda 21 will require a profound reorientation of all human society, unlike anything the world has ever experienced. It requires a major shift in the priorities of both governments and individuals, and an unprecedented redeployment of human and financial resources. This shift will demand that a concern for the environmental consequences of every human action be integrated into individual and collective decision-making at every level. Now, one of the things they mean to do in order to accomplish sustainable development and express what they call the concern for environmental consequences is to eventually abolish the ownership of private property. As bad as that sounds, the Agenda 21 agenda is far worse than that. Maurice Strong is the Secretary General of the United Nations Environmental Program. He's the driving force behind the imposition of Agenda 21. He said the following. This isn't from Agenda 21, but this is where he's coming from. He says, the concept of national sovereignty has been an immutable, sacred principle of international relations. It is a principle which will yield only slowly and reluctantly to the new imperatives of global environmental cooperation. It is simply not feasible for sovereignty to be exercised unilaterally by individual nation states, however powerful. The global community must be assured of environmental security. That's all code for there can't be a United States if we want to really do this. We have to all agree. Then he says this is fantastic. Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, air conditioning, and suburban housing. Well, we're up on all of that just this morning, except for the air conditioning. But anyway, he says these are not sustainable. And so those are all environmental behaviors that are not sustainable under Agenda 21. A shift is necessary, which will require a vast strengthening of the multilateral system, including the United Nations. One opponent to Agenda 21 commented, Agenda 21 is not an environmental management policy, but an attempt to impose a global, centrally planned quasi-government administered by the United Nations. Now, there really is an agenda to form a one world government, and part of it is this Agenda 21. It comes as no surprise to us because the Bible predicted it as much as 2,500 years ago. Here's all I'm saying. I don't want to get all sensational about Agenda 21. What I'm saying is this. If you read the Bible and you take it literally, you get the impression, the distinct impression, that in the last days of human history, there will be a huge push towards a one world global government. And even as much as 25 years ago, people kind of scoffed at that. But here behind the scenes, all you have to do is read the newspaper and you find out that many nations of the world are into this. And they want to bring down nations like the United States and move us in that direction. And you know what? If the United States wasn't a superpower, if something happened that totally decimated our nation, we could easily fall into this, couldn't we? And you know what could happen that would decimate our nation? I've said this before. Jesus Christ said that he was coming any moment to resurrect the church and to rapture the living believers. And man, if the rapture took place right now, it would leave our country in an absolute shambles because even though we don't see our country as incredibly spiritual, it is filled with Christians at all level of government, in the military, etc. Besides the worldwide chaos, you can easily see where a one world government could emerge from that kind of a scenario. And so I feel like it's exciting times that we live in, but you know, we're not really waiting for these things to happen because, as I just said, Jesus said he could return any moment to resurrect and rapture the church. And so every week I just remind you to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up because, ready or not, Jesus is coming.